Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for November the 30th, 2009. And we'll begin our court session today with invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, as we enter this holiday season, keep us ever thankful for the blessings that you bestow upon us. Help us to recognize those blessings received on a daily basis. Lord, as we near Christmas, help us to keep in mind the fact that the greatest blessing of all is your Son, Jesus. Lord, shine the light upon the path that you would have us to follow so that the things we say and do be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Following our court session today, we will have a workshop to discuss the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Under purchasing, item A, receive and file bids for IFB or hangar number 7 apron, phase 1 for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for term contract for law enforcement uniform for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and County Correctional Facility. Item C, approve specifications IFB for a term contract with gray limestone, commonly referred to as 610 base for Jefferson County. Item D, receive and file change order number 1, Diamond K Equipment Inc. to contract IFB for bridge replacement on Galding Road at Bioden for changes in roadside pipe sizes in the amount of $1,160. The project is funded from ARCA grant. This change brings the total from $333,090.99 to $334,250.99. Item E, considering possibly approved job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc. for revised renovation of the Jefferson County Clerk's Office in the amount of $49,253.40. This is in accordance with a TCPN contract number R4812. Then item F is to receive and file this job order contract with Weatherproofing. Item G, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies for repair to Jefferson County Precinct 3, Jade Avenue Center, Service Center, compound due to Hurricane Ike. In the amount of $29,352.90. Item H is then to receive and file this job order contract should it be approved. Item I, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvaged property as authorized by the local government code for damaged property. And item J, consider and possibly approve interdepartmental transfer of a 1998 Chevrolet pickup truck from Precinct 1, Road and Bridge, to Precinct 3, Road and Bridge, in accordance or as authorized by the local government code. Is there a motion on these items? I have a motion, Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, considering possibly authorize. Well, there's been a suggestion to table that. Does anyone have a problem with tabling it? Item B, consider and possibly adopt a proclamation designating the year 2010 as National Census Year in Jefferson County. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a quitclaim deed to a 6.437 acre tract of land to the Beaumont Independent School District. And item D, consider and approve social services block grant agreement with DETCOG for reimbursement of certain expenses related to Hurricane Rita. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion by Commissioner Alfred.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve FY year 2010 budget transfer for JP Precinct 20 for extra help and assistant clerks in the amount of $20,000. B, consider and approve fiscal year 2010 budget transfer with the 252nd District Court for additional cost, $5,000. Item C, consider and approve fiscal year 2000 budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for education pay for real-time court reporters in the amount of $6,732. Item D, consider and approve fiscal year 2010 budget transfer for juvenile detention for software tools for cameras. That's in the amount of $5,000. Item E, consider and approve fiscal year 2010 budget transfer for criminal district court educational pay for these court reporters in the amount of $6,732. Item F, payment of regular county bills, check number 332437. Through check number 332693. And then item G is further payment of regular county bills. Check number 332694 through check number 332892. Is there a motion on these? Motion by Commissioner Senegal.
Judge, can I change that last check number to 893?
No.
We had a payroll check.
893?
Yes, on that last pay.
Got it.
Line.
Okay.
With Judge, I'd like to, I'll second, but I'd like to hear an explanation about the education pay.
This is when the district judges over the court reporters had approved a stipend for real-time court reporters, and at the time we had one that qualified, and so when we went to budget, we were just going to take it out of their budgeted funds within their department as those reporters became certified, and these are the only two so far since that time that have done that.
Talking about moving over a period of time.
This, it's basically $6,000 a year is the annual amount, or it's $500 a month, I believe.
Yeah, they calculate.
Now, there's others that aren't qualified or haven't passed that test, so we're not going to move that money until they would pass the test. $6,000, yeah, for each one. But right now, we just have three that are qualified.
What do we have, eight total?
No, I think we have 10 because we have Drug Corps and Rovers.
Okay. Anything further? All in favor of those items, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Clerk, receive and file no objection letter from the U.S. Department of Justice under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance of polling location changes for November 3, 2009 on the constitutional amendment election. Item B, consider and possibly approve expenditures from County Clerk's Record Management Fund for purchasing of laptop, computer, and software in the amount of $1,489.37 for use in the processing of documents generated by the misdemeanor arraignment docket. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Domain.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. District Attorney. Item A, request approval for Tom Manus, Criminal District Attorney, to attend a National District Attorney Association Conference on investigation and prosecution of child fatality and physical abuse. This conference is held in Santa Fe, New Mexico on February 1 through 5, 2009. Would that be 2010? We'll change that to 2010. This is a budgeted item. The estimated cost is $1,100. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion, Commissioner Alfred. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Human Resources. Consider and possibly approve and receive and file revisions of the Personnel Policy Practice and Procedure Manual for the following policy. Introduction, Section 2, Equal Employment Opportunity. Section 3, American with Disabilities. Section 4, Employment. Section 4.2, Employment Process. Behind Section 4.6, Application for Promotion or Transfer Forms. Section 5, Section 5.1, Orientation. Section 5.7, Progressive Discipline. Section 6.2, Infectious Diseases in the Workplace. Section 7.2, Non-Retaliation Policy. And Section 11.4, Family Leave Act, and Section 13, which is on retirement. Is there a motion on these? Motion by Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A. Consider and possibly approve Crime Laboratory Director Linda Johnson attendance to the Leadership Assessment Workshop for Forensic Science Managers, sponsored by the Northeast Regional Forensic Institute and the National Institute of Justice in Albany, New York, on February 18 and 19, 2010. This training is provided to selected attendees by the NIJ, including registration, airfare, and lodging.
I move for approval.
All right. Commissioner Domain moves for approval. Commissioner Senegal seconds. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. And that concludes our agenda. And
Judge, if I may, after our public hearing last week, my superintendent and I met with the Hampshire Finette Independent School District. We had considerable input from Mr. Elliott, their superintendent, and Ms. Reno, the principal at the school. And we proposed, with the help of our engineering department, a three-part solution to the problem. It's not the perfect solution, but it's probably the best solution with what we have to work with. The school district has agreed to reimburse the county to increase the size of an off-road parking lot from 11,000 square feet to 26,000 square feet, which will enable them to move faculty and teachers from in front of the school over to this parking lot. The school is going to redirect traffic in the concrete parking lot in front of the school and extend that parking area to get additional cars off of Burrow Wingate Road and onto school property. And then the county's going to institute a no parking zone and a right turn only designation during the 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. and 3 to 4 p.m. time zones that will require traffic exiting the school to make a right turn. And if they care to go back to Highway 124, it will involve about a 9/10 of a mile detour rather than a direct route. But the we think it's the best solution under the circumstances, and the school district agrees, so we're going to move forward working with the school district to do that. We would like to do it over the Christmas holidays so that when the parents and teachers come back after the holidays, we'll come back to a new system. This is not the best time of the year to be building roads and parking lots, but we're going to give it our best effort and see if we can have that finished when they return for the spring semester.
Thank you. Good. Thank you, sir. That's going to be a good thing. Is there anything else? Okay, we will adjourn, and we will hold our 2 o'clock workshop at 2 o'clock. Thank you for coming.